It's simple math. Tim Hortons 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
In our headlines, business strategist David Ofosu-Dottie laments there is no way government will be able to resolve current economic conditions with a policy rate at 29%. Also in this bulletin, Ghana places sixth ahead of Tunisia and Nigeria in new investment report by Rand Merchant Bank. We have the details of that. Plus, Talo Oil's profit from Ghana operations shoots up significantly to hit $411 million for first half of the year, the largest in the group. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. I look now at our stories. Business strategist David Ofosu-Dottie has stated that there is no way government can resolve the current economic challenges with the monetary policy rate at 29%. Describing the rate as disincentive to economic growth, he pointed out that the policy rate is contributing to the foreign exchange challenges affecting the economy currently. Speaking at the 2024 Ghana Economic Forum organized by the Business and Financial Times, Mr. Ofosu-Dottie said fiscal policies must complement the monetary policy of the Bank of Ghana to bring the rate down and subsequently reduce interest rate.
That is why the FX challenges is always pushing our economy into the problems. We won't solve any problem by increases in monetary policy. And more and more people, actually I was happy to hear Deputy Minister of Finance say this same thing just last week. More and more people need to talk about this. We need to look at how we change behavior. If there is one good thing that I remember from the Champon regime, they made a conscious effort to change our consumption pattern. Every regime has its mistakes at its positive sides. And these are some of the things we need to re-engineer.
David Ofosu-Dottie is a lawyer and also a business strategist speaking at the 2024 Ghana Economic Forum organized by the Business and Financial Times. Ghana has been ranked sixth behind Morocco and ahead of its peers like Tunisia and Nigeria in latest World to Invest in Africa 2024 report. Ghana represents a substantial market on the continent as it tops among the West African peers in the ranking. Here's more.
Discounting the two highly desirable but tiny islands, Seychelles and Mauritius, Ghana is the fourth most investable country in the model behind Egypt, South Africa, and Morocco, with a GDP of $76 billion and a population of some 33.5 million people. Ghana represents a substantial market. Further, Ghana is among the top 10 for urbanization, innovation, political stability, personal freedom and employment. It also ranks favorable on corruption and tops the list of import concentration. Critical to macroeconomic stability is addressing high public debt and inflation, particularly against the backdrop of a three-year, $3 billion extended credit facility program with the IMF. There are positive signs on the fiscal front. The report said fiscal consolidation is broadly on track with an estimated deficit of 4.6% of GDP at the end of 2023.
A business desk report. Talo Oil's profits before tax from its Ghana operations went up significantly to reach $411 million for half year. George Yafe has the rest of the story.
This represents more than 50% jump from the $266 million posted in the first half of 2023. In terms of taxes, $144 million was paid to government covering the operations from January to June this year. A significant amount of this budget for capital expenditure was also advanced to Talo Ghana. The profit is the largest posted by any of the subsidiaries for the first half of this year. The half-year numbers again show that Ghana is one of the biggest contributors to the oil exploration firm when it comes to its total revenue for the first half of this year. Ghana's performance is coming at a time that Talo Oil is challenging the Ghana Revenue Authority on some tax payments due to the state for its operations in 2021 and 2022.
George Yafe with that report. Now, to some agri-stories, individuals interested in venturing into agribusiness are advised to visit the district agri-office as their first step before investing in any arable land, whether through purchase or lease. Enyona Manye, CEO of Count on Crops, emphasized that this is a precaution that can protect the investment and help avoid future legal issues. She spoke on the first edition of the Joy Business Masterclass 13-week agribusiness series, which started yesterday.
If I'm going into any area to either lease or buy a land, my first point of call is the district agric office in that community, because they know the farmers, they know the families, they know lands with litigation issues.
So don't go and buy land
from agents. Don't just follow anybody.
When you enter the place, go to the owners of
exactly.
the place first.
Go to the agric office. Yeah. They would even advise you as to what you can produce here and make the best out of it.
Enyona Manye is the CEO of Count on Crops, speaking on Masterclass, and don't miss the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series, a 13-week program airing every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. here on Joy 99.7 FM. Now to some other stories. Savings and loans company Affinity Ghana has committed to improving financial inclusion by developing quality financial products to meet demands in the market. At a ceremony to launch the operations and brand, Chief Executive of Affinity, Abdul Hussein, said the company will continuously develop technology-driven financial solutions for customers.
Affinity has been in operation for the past 2 years. We haven't introduced ourselves to the market as of yet, even though we've introduced our product. So the main objective of this event is to introduce Affinity as a brand to the Ghanaian market and to start to tell the story of the wonderful products and platforms we have designed for the Ghanaian consumer. At Affinity, we pride ourselves with designing tech-driven products whose main objective is to provide affordable and accessible financial services to individuals, but most importantly to MSMEs.
Abdul Hussein is the chief executive of Affinity. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Imagine a world where food does not perish. This seems far-fetched, but to make this dream a reality where around one-third of food produced for human consumption is either lost or wasted, some Israeli tech startups have developed innovations to ensure longer shelf lives. My colleague Emma Davids was in Israel and brings us today's episode of Food Chain from Tel Aviv.
Food loss and waste are prevalent in a world where enough food is produced to feed the world's 7 billion people. Yet, 309 million people in 72 countries face acute food insecurity. The answer, some may say, to this noodles is food processing to prolong shelf life. Israel, a country described as a unicorn in technology, has some startup companies focusing on agriculture ranging from farm to plate. Jon Rathesar, CEO and co-founder of Augmented Reality, a food tech incubator developing fermented plant-based functional proteins, shares how his company is impacting the food industry one step at a time.
In general, eggs are a big challenge in the food industry. The food industry has huge price spikes on a regular basis due to avian flu, salmonella outbreaks. And so there's a big price reason, there's a big food security reason. And then we actually took a step back, and I think this is very kind of Israeli in terms of innovation. We asked the question, is the egg really the best solution? Is there a better egg, and can we produce it in a way that doesn't require or is not affected by the fluctuations in price that come?
Do you know that more than 70% of food we consume contains artificial preservatives? Studies suggest a link between some synthetic preservatives and an increased risk of health issues such as obesity and metabolic disorders. Some may say this is the surest way to ensuring longer shelf lives, but CEO of Bountica, Dan Sisterbell, explains how his company uses natural and healthy alternatives to preserve food.
So Bountica is developing the next generation of natural preservative. We are going to replace all the artificial preservatives today that you can find in food and beverages. And on top of that, we're going to provide the industry of natural food and healthy food tools to ensure shelf life and food safety.
CEO of Israel Innovation Authority, Joe Bin, now outlines how government plays a role in ensuring agri-tech companies have a sound space to operate in.
The first gap, which for me is the most significant, is the fact that there is no local data center with a supercomputer that can train large AI models in the country. So researchers and startups have to work in the cloud, in data centers which reside elsewhere. And this is something that we believe should be changed. And this is why we are issuing a call for proposals in 2 weeks from now to establish the first supercomputer on the ground, this capability.
According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, farmers must produce 70% more food to feed the predicted 2050 global population of 9.1 billion. Adopting and utilizing agritechs could go a long way to ending hunger. That's it for Food Chain.
The full interview is on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Do make a date. Time now for entrepreneur and UN head of special projects and investor relations of GCB Bank, George Fauche, has some useful nuggets for the youth of today on discovering new business trends at the Entrepreneur in U campus tour.
I remember in secondary school, the capital of Nigeria was changed from Lagos to Abuja. And we were going to write a test. It was geography there. So we got the hint that that question was going to be part of the question. So, what is the new capital of Nigeria? Charlie, I hope the whole school will be new. Today, everything you need is on your phone. New business trends. Some of it you copy. You copy. What is happening in Kenya? Momo. Where did it come from? In person. Momo, Ghana, MTN, Momo. They started in Kenya. What you are thinking about, somebody in India is thinking about the same thing. Somebody in Kenya, have you Googled to check new business trends for young people? Have you ever Googled that thing before?
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
And that's all we have for you here on the Joy Business Report with me, Pius Kojo Baka. The Joy Business Report was brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection.